This episode of One Day or Day One podcast is brought to you by KL Swimwear. KL Swimwear is a sustainable Australian-owned brand that creates handcrafted luxury swimwear. If you've seen my Instagram, you know how obsessed I am with these bikinis. They're simple, they fit great, and they're super comfortable. I like the royal blue one, that's my favorite, or the neon green. They also have really comfortable one pieces, so if you're interested in that, I would definitely check them out. What is also cool about this brand is that you can pick the different cut for the bottom. So they have a thong bottom, they have a cheeky bottom, they also have a full coverage bottom. Whatever is your style, they have available. And everything is handcrafted and handmade. So it is just an amazing brand and I love working with them. Make sure you check them out on Instagram. It's KL_swimwear. And you can become a part of the KL community. If you use my discount code, you can save some money. It is Liz10, that's L-I-Z-Z, and the number 10. Happy shopping. What's up, you guys? Welcome back to One Day or Day One podcast. It's me, your host, Liz, and I'm here today with a very special guest. Her name is Cindy, and she owns Premier Posing, which is a posing business for bodybuilding, and she does bikini athletes and wellness.
Yes.
And wellness athletes. She's amazing. I just started working with her recently, and it has been so much better than my old posing routine before. I was so nervous on stage, and she's just given me a lot of tips on how to better my posing and my routine. So I'm very thankful for her. And she's just very inspiring because she has built this posing business. She has girls all over the country and other countries, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, sorry, that's a long introduction. But she also is a bodybuilder herself, and her physique is beautiful. Love it. Has a beautiful blue suit that she wore that I was inspired by my last show. Oh, and you work for an airline, right?
Airline, yeah.
Okay, wonderful. Not a flight attendant. I thought you were a flight attendant.
Everyone does.
I keep forgetting because you just give that energy.
But I like being home.
Yeah, yeah. Traveling would be a lot. So anyway, she's here. Say hi.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Yes, I'm so happy you're here. The drink of today that we have is a BCAA drink. It's by Honey Badger. And the flavor is like candy something. Okay, I thought this was going to taste like sweetest fish. What does it taste like to you?
Like strawberry with a hint of something.
Okay, it had a strawberry kiwi on it.
Okay,
but then it had the fish.
I was going to say like a pear.
Mm, that's nice. Yeah,
but it's delicious.
Okay,
I like it.
I like it too. I'm not a big strawberry kiwi person.
No, I love strawberry kiwi.
Really?
Or I love like citrus flavors.
I like strawberry lemonade.
I don't like lemonade. I know.
What?
I don't.
You don't like lemonade? Mm-mm.
I'm not really much of like a juice drinker.
Yeah, but lemonade? It's like.
I know.
It's like an American pastime. That's like saying you don't like fried chicken. It's an American Southern thing too. But who doesn't like fried chicken unless you're vegetarian? Like, come on. Do you think there's someone that doesn't like fried chicken?
I love fried chicken.
Look, comment if you don't love fried chicken because, like, I feel like that stuff's like.
I like it, but it's not my go-to.
Yeah, it's not my go-to, but like, it's good when it's good.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's our drink. I will link it on my Amazon storefront. This isn't an ad or anything. That's just literally all I had in the house. So that's what we were doing.
It's delicious.
We're being healthy. All right. So also, I want you to answer some questions for the audience so they know about you. Where are you from originally?
So I was born in New York, Long Island, but my family is from Guatemala.
Okay. And then where did you grow up?
I grew up here. So
in D.C.?
In Richmond. Sorry.
In Richmond.
I lived in New York until I was about 6, and then I moved here with my mom.
Okay.
Yeah, when I was 6, and then ever since. So I grew up here.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
At first, I didn't.
Yeah.
But as I grew older, like, I learned to really like Richmond.
Did you ever leave, like, for school or anything, or you've always been there?
I've always been in Richmond.
Wow, yeah. Amazing.
Yeah. I travel a lot for work, so it's just, like, you know, it's nice to be home.
So what was your first job, I guess, like, after high school?
After high school, I worked for Sheehy, Ford. Okay. I was a receptionist there.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. And I was there for about 2 years. And then I worked with JetBlue, which mm-hmm. I've been there for now about like 8 years.
Okay, wonderful. And you like it?
Oh, I love it. And yeah. I love my coworkers.
That's good. Yeah. So that's your full time?
Yes.
Okay. And then when did you start bodybuilding?
Bodybuilding, I started back in 2017.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then?
During like November.
Okay. That was your first show ever?
That was when I started prep. And then, no, I started prep in 2017 in January. And my first show was Max Muscle.
Okay.
The one that's like in April.
Okay.
Yeah, that was my first show.
April of 2017.
Correct.
Okay. And then when did you qualify for nationals at that show?
Yeah, I ended up placing third, but I didn't go directly into a national show after that. I think I did Max Muscle in November.
Okay.
And I placed third again. And I think, yeah, in 2018, that's when I did Universe, my first national.
And that was where we met.
Yes. No, no, well, no. Was it 2018? I thought it was 2019 that we met.
Oh. Yeah.
19. I think so.
Did you do Universe both years?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it was 19 then.
Yeah. Was that when COVID?
It was
2020. Let's rewind.
Yeah.
I did Columbia in 2019, placed 11th. I can't remember if I did a regional show in between that, but I went to Bermuda in 2019, did another national show.
Hmm.
I placed second.
And was then, it top? So it was just top one pro card?
It's overall winner.
Oh so, my gosh. And you placed second. You were so close.
So after that, I took a little bit of time off, and that's now we're in 2020.
Okay.
And that's when I did Universe again.
Okay.
And I placed, I believe it was 9th or 7th. I can't remember. I think it was 9th place.
At Universe when you met me.
Yes.
And that was in 2020, not 2019.
Yes. Yeah. And then okay. I was like, okay, Cindy, you definitely need a break. You're like, mm-hmm. you're coming in a little bit better, but not as best, like,
yes.
you know, as
yes.
a kid.
Yes.
So I took a whole year off.
Which is necessary for some people. So if your coach is just making you go, 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 and you feel like you're not ready and you need more size to win,
get but the more thing size, is, my feedback you know? Wasn't size.
What was it?
It was just to come in tighter. And my glutes, and it's just like, I just carry a lot of fat back there. Like, yeah. I love it for the off season.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
For
yeah.
prep.
I feel like your glutes look so good, though.
So it was just like, it was never, they never said, like, add more size.
Right,
you know, they're just like, coming a little bit tighter.
Oh, gosh, yeah. That's what I'm dealing with, too.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
Yeah, so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to take some time off. Like, anyways, I needed it. I could tell, like, I was already starting to, like, burn out.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I wasn't enjoying the gym. It just felt more like a chore. So
yeah.
I took time off. I competed in 2022.
Yeah. And that was your first one back.
Right. I did a DC Pro. I had to requalify. Mm-hmm. And then I did Universe where I placed 5th.
Dude, you killed it at both, honestly.
Yeah.
But like that is crazy though. Like
yeah.
you took a whole year off and then came in, you won that shit.
And like, it definitely makes a difference of taking time off, letting your body rest and just, you know.
And like you basically had the overall DC Pro too. Like y'all, I mean,
every girl in that overall turned pro in 2022.
Yeah, I know. I know. And I literally like, I thought you had the overall. You got second, right? Overall?
Yeah.
Yeah. I really thought you had, I mean, both of y'all looked great.
Yeah.
Like, but I thought your whole presentation, like comes with the posing. I loved your posing. Well, I mean, obviously that's like literally why I hired you. I was like, she just killed that shit. Like I was rewatching it.
Yeah.
And it was so good. Like you just shine. But yeah, that was, I thought you looked really, 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 really good.
Yeah.
And then Universe.
I got 5th.
And did you do anything after that?
I didn't push. So I could have. I had spoke to Sandy and I got her feedback and she was just like, yeah, like she's like, I think you should do USAs. But I was dealing with like some inflammation. And mm-hmm. I was like, this is too early in prep for me to be dealing with inflammation. And I was kind of going through some like personal things at that time.
Yeah.
And I just knew mentally, like I could have pushed. I just didn't feel like it was the right thing to do.
Right.
So right. I was just like, Cindy, like, you know, time off. You took it last year. Like it's not going to like harm you. It's it'll be better off in the long run. And I decided to take time off. And then I was planning to compete this year,
mm-hmm.
but I decided also that I just needed more time off and I'll start prep next year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited.
It's always good to take some time off.
Yes. And I want to do add this, like, taking time off does not mean like you're giving up.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean like you're failing. Cause I think that's something that I struggled with, especially I feel like when you're so focused on a goal and you want it so bad, taking time off just feels like you're losing a lot in that moment.
Yes.
But you're not focusing on like a lot of like what you have to gain from that time
off. Exactly. And like, if you're going to compete and you're not 100%, your body's not 100% ready, your mind's not 100% ready, and your heart's not 100% ready, like, you shouldn't do it.
Right.
Because you're not going to get the outcome you want.
Right.
So you might as well wait, improve, take time to improve, and then come back when you are. Because, like, what's the point of wasting time and competing when you're not 100% there?
Correct.
And especially, like, if it's your body. Like, if your body, like, your hormones are messed up, or like you don't have the energy, or you're injured or something, like, you got to listen to your body for sure.
And I don't know if like you've ever felt this way, but I just kind of felt like, since it didn't feel right for me in this moment to compete, I just felt like if I would have pushed and maybe I would have like won my pro card, I just felt like I wouldn't be ready to receive that blessing.
Right.
And I just kind of feel like taking the time off, doing things the right way. Just, you know, falling in love back with training. And, you know, next time I step on stage, like, I just, I want to come in 100. I want people to see that. Like, you know, when you see people step on stage and you're like, oh, she's on. Like, you know, things are just aligned for that person.
I'm getting chill bumps. Literally, like,
that's how I want it to be next year. And I think I found peace with that decision when I thought about it that way and I put it in that perspective. And, you know, I know next time that I step on stage, I have no doubt that I'll turn pro. I'm doing everything I can right now in improvement season to make sure that happens.
You're very dedicated. You are. I see it through the Instagram portal world and just talking to you. Like, you inspire me to be better. That's why I like to be around you.
Too.
Really?
I feel like looking at some of your fits and I'm like,
oh. I do love clothes.
That's also just like with you competing, like, I can just tell how much you enjoy it.
Dude, I really do. Like, it was so funny. I was talking to Adam the other night and I was like, I guess like after the show, I'm going to get a burger. But like, usually I have all the food places picked out and I already know what I'm going to do. And like, I don't even have anything picked out yet. Like, I'm not even focused on that because that's not what I want.
Right.
I want to win.
Right.
I want the trophy. Like, I'm hungry for like my goal so much that like, I'm not even
nothing
hungry.
Nothing else matters.
Like, it's so weird. Like, it's feels very like everything's aligning for me now with my life because like I made a different business move, so I'm happy in that aspect. Like, I'm happy in my training life. Like, the fact that I've like poured more into other parts of my life,
right
now I feel like I'm ready to like 100% like with competing, just like deserve it. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm doing everything to make myself better. Like, I'm really trying.
And I see it. It's coming.
I need to come in perfect on that day.
And that's just like the hard thing about being tall.
Because
like,
you guys just had to add more. I got to keep the cheeks down, but I got to keep the shoulders.
And that's hard. That was my problem too, is like leaning out my glutes, but also like everything will lean out much faster. And that was my feedback too. Like, my hamstrings would show too much. And I'm like, I'm trying here. Like,
just put a little concealer on. All right. So with your posing business, when did you start, I guess, when did you start posing people kind of like to help? And then when was it like, it's a business? This is what I'm doing.
I started, I want to say, I think it was either 2018 or 2019. I started just helping. I realized how much I enjoyed it. And I was going to a lot of shows, so I could just, you could see on stage like who practiced, who didn't practice, who took it serious. And I would hate that because there's people who have like beautiful physiques, but they're just not like showing it to their full potential. And when I helped my first client, I was like, oh, I like this. And I kind of felt like it just clicked for me. And I enjoyed, like, you know, I would look at YouTube videos. I would just go and like look at the shows and just like study the competitions and like what the girls were doing. Like, looking at the posing suits, like all those little details. And honestly, I just enjoyed it.
That's fun. It does sound fun, honestly, because you're helping somebody and it's like creative and you make somebody better. That's,
And you can see it. I love, and this is one thing like I love about it, is like when I first start with someone and you can just see how like their confidence just transforms. Like, the more like they practice and just like
start feeling themselves. Like, oh, yes, girl. Like, you're basically like, I know you're that bitch, and I need you to know you're that bitch. So this is how to be right. that bitch.
I need to see
that's,
that.
That's literally what you, literally, you're like, do it again
mm-hmm.
and be that bitch, basically.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel. I'm like, okay. I'm like, stop smiling so much. Relax. Because yeah. I get all like giddy when I do it.
Yeah.
And I feel like you help me kind of calm down
right
and be smooth.
Like I was like, that's not how you look in your TikToks. Yeah. I need what you how you perform in your I'm TikToks like, on stage.
Nobody's looking. I don't see the audience when I do my TikTok, you know, but I just see myself.
Yeah.
So, you know, we just need to put a mirror on stage and then I'll do great.
Yeah.
Adam, you're gonna have to come and hold up a mirror in the audience so I can just look at myself and zone out. But yeah, no, that's I think learning that confidence helps tremendously.
Yeah.
And I get what you're saying, because I've seen girls at shows that I'm like, when they're in the comparison line, it's amazing, but when they do the routine, it's like you're not bringing that
right
that energy. And that's what I'm really trying to bring some
and
energy.
That just comes with like time and practice.
Yeah.
I think the more that you practice, the more you get to like know yourself and like just yeah. what your flow is, yeah. like how you like yeah. it. And that's what yeah. I tell all my clients, like, look, put some sexy music on, yeah. start feeling yourself, like warm yourself up first, and yeah. then like start posing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I'll just put like some good music on.
Yeah.
I'll start posing, but I won't do my routine.
It's almost like you're dancing, but right. like slow.
I'll just kind of like dance. I'll start feeling myself.
Yeah. Yeah. I love dancing. Yes.
And then I'll start my posing routine. I'm like, okay, now I can feel the more like the flow yeah. and like the
That's
fluidity.
Yeah. That's a good tip.
Yeah.
I'm going to add that as a reel possibly. That's a good tip. I like that. Okay. And so 2018 was like when you started officially?
Yeah. No.
That was when you were helping.
Right. When I was helping. Now, like, I decided to make it a business. Was about like last year.
Okay. And mm-hmm. then your Instagram is Premier Posing.
Premier Posing, correct.
Premier Posing.
Yes.
And how many clients would you say you have now?
Now? Currently, yeah. I would say about 30.
30? It's mm-hmm. a lot.
Yeah.
And how often do people usually pose with you?
It depends. I've had a few people start off a year.
Mm-hmm.
They're more like novice competitors. So they yeah. start a year off, which I think is amazing.
Yeah.
And then in competitors, they'll do probably like around 12 weeks out.
Okay. Yeah. And they do like once a week?
Yeah. Once a week, depending if they're new. If they're new, they'll do more frequent, like a week. Yeah. They know that they need the help, especially yeah. in the walk.
Right.
But they're if they're a seasoned competitor, they'll do like maybe once a month, and then I'll do a check-in video with them.
Yeah.
So I'll give them feedback.
Yeah. Yeah. We got 3 weeks and I'm going to start back up and do
mm-hmm.
it with you.
Or I have my last minute client.
I literally, yeah, I forgot I was supposed to send check-in videos,
mm-hmm.
but I did take a video today, but it's not great. I'm going to practice later today though, because I have more cardio. So it's on my calendar
yeah.
to do my posing, and I'll send you a video. All right. So you have 30 clients. Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a lot. And how do you balance that with like your other work?
Oof, that is what I'm struggling and I'm yeah. learning right now.
Yeah.
I gotta make it work.
Yeah. Well, what's your schedule with JetBlue? Is it like you work 3 days and you're off 4 days, or you like, is it how does that work?
So right now I am working there 5 days a week. So my shift starts at 4 a.m.
Oh my God. Goodness. Yeah.
So I have to be up like at 2:30 or
oh my goodness. You said 4:00.
Yeah.
Girl, so what time is it right now for you? It's like it's probably like 6 p.m. for
bedtime.
You.
Bedtime.
Right. Holy mackerel. Okay. That's crazy.
So
okay.
I'll start there at 4 a.m. I'm just doing that part time.
Yeah.
So
that's good.
Yeah, yeah. So normally, sometimes I can make my own schedule, but right now with things are a little hard and we're a little short staffed, so yeah. I am working the 5 days. So I'll work there like 4 a.m. I'll probably get off either anywhere between like 9 or 10, or if I pick up extra hours, like 12.
Wow.
Which basically now at that point is full time.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then I'll come home and I'll train and I'll do my cardio, and then I just work all night until I'll do my last client like 9 p.m. So I at least can get like 5 hours of sleep.
Oh my gosh, girl. Yeah. That's insane.
It is. And it's something I am trying to like balance out right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause it's like, you know, like you pray for all these opportunities and you get them and you just don't want to feel like you're right. giving it away
yeah.
or
yeah,
you're not taking it advantage. And I think that's something I'm just trying to learn to balance. Like,
do you think your next step would be working less at JetBlue?
Yes, of course.
Yes. Yes. And that's the goal.
Yeah, that's the goal. And then I can do posing more full time.
Do you want to do posing 100% full time?
I would love to. Yeah. I would love to.
Yeah. That would be really cool.
Yeah.
That would be super cool. And you could like get an assistant.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's coming.
Yeah.
That's why you're here. On One Day or Day One, because one day you're going to leave your job.
Yeah.
And you're going to be able to do it.
Yeah.
But you already have started a whole business, which is amazing. And that you're able to balance that and do that.
Yeah.
I mean, people ask me all the time, like, how do I do everything that I do? And I'm like, honestly, I don't get done with work until like 11 or 12.
Especially because I have online clients.
Some type of work, whether it's making content for a brand, emailing people, doing my cardio, doing my cooking or something.
Yeah.
Like I'm working like three jobs, like, and or the podcast. Same. The podcast. That's why when you were saying earlier, you were like, doing a party planning business. I'm like, I would love to, but girl,
where's the time?
I don't know what the time is. Yeah. Like I have to pick. It's so hard, but like when you really want something, you do it.
Right. Yeah.
So how long do you spend at the gym? Let's go. Training. How long?
Training like an hour and a half.
An hour and a half max. Cardio?
Just depends.
What's your cardio now?
Cardio now, I'm only doing 20 minutes.
God bless you. Okay. So that's an hour and 50
minutes.
That's
because I'm in improvement season.
Yeah.
So like for now, just 20 minutes, 5 times a week.
Okay. And then you're stretching and posing after is
correct.
15 for posing and then stretching.
Like 2.5 hours, I guess, in total.
Okay.
Yeah. Cause I'll take like 15 minutes to just stretch in the morning.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So 2.5 hours. That's not too bad.
No. That's improvement statement. And prep, it could go anywhere, like up to 4 hours.
Yeah.
It's like a part-time job.
I know. It really is. Mm-hmm. And people are like, my friends are like, how is she at the gym? How is she at the gym for 4 hours? I'm like, honestly, I don't know either. It just time goes by.
Yeah,
by
the time that you train and then like you stretch and you pose. Pee. Yeah. Every
you,
5 minutes.
You pee twice. How often do you think your clients actually pose? Ooh. Like, are they?
Look, I can tell.
Yeah, I know.
And I will get on you about
it. What happened to the sound? Okay. Sorry. You say you can tell.
Yeah. I try to tell them at least, like I try to be realistic, you know, especially I kind of like look at their situation. Right. Are they a mom? Do they have kids? Like what kind of job do you have? You know, and I'll try to be like, okay, like realistically, what is realistic for you?
Yeah, right.
You know, I say at least just every day, if you can squeeze 5 minutes, like even like before you're about to hop in the shower, just do the routine real quick.
Yeah.
You know, just like for like that muscle mind connection and like, you know, the muscle memory.
That's true. That's true. I'll start doing that. Adding that to my notes. Pose before shower.
But I can tell. So if you can at least do every day about like 10 minutes, like it's something. But I can tell if you're not practicing enough, and I will say something, and obviously I'll address it in a nice way. And I'll just be like, look, you have a lot of potential. Like this is the one thing you can actually control.
Right.
You know, and you don't want to step on stage and not feel confident. Like you worked so hard for this physique.
That's so
true. For not.
Right.
Being able to showcase it. Yeah.
What do you think is like the easiest tip to give someone on how to perfect their walk? Because that's what I'm really working on, I think. And I think a lot of people really work on that. And explain it literally in detail if someone did not know how to walk. Like, are you crossing your feet? Are you stepping with your heel first? Like, what?
So like, kind of like push your pelvic down. So your glutes are like up and lift your chest up. I always tell my girls too. Practice enough where you're not looking down at your feet because you want to seem confident when you're on stage. You
are you like, arching the back?
Yep. Arching your back. That's what, with like lifting your chest up, you're going to cross one foot in front of another. Also kind of just depends on like the structure of the person of how I want them to walk.
Right.
But generally, you want to like kind of do like a little small cross, not walk too fast. Just kind of do like a moderate pace and kind of like swing your hips when you're walking a little bit just to kind of give it that sass. You're not really moving your upper body.
Right.
Like your body's just kind of flowing as like you move your hips.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's something I had to work on because I used to swing my arms like you helped me so much. I used to swing my arms like, I don't even know. And I kind of did it a little at the Clash. Did you see?
I did.
Oh, God.
And that's something I love to
do. But it's much better than it was. It was bad, but it wasn't horrific.
Yeah. I think that's the one thing that's like really hard to nail.
It's the arms. It's because like for me, I get excited.
Right.
And I'm like, but like you have to remember that you keep all the in here.
And I get it. Like sometimes you get nervous on stage and you just kind of like black out.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely something. That's why I wanted to hear it like literally broken down so that as I'm doing it, I can think of that.
Yeah.
As I'm walking, like chest up, butt up, cross your feet.
Something you can also do is like put your hands behind your back.
Ooh.
And so that way you're not moving your arms, but you're just kind of just learning the flow of how like your hips move. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that is really smart.
And then after.
We like that. We're going to add that to like everything. We can share that with everyone. That's brilliant.
And then after, let your hands down and then, you know, now your hips are just.
Yeah. That way you get
the movement. Feeling. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Next time we pose, make me do that.
Okay.
Like 4 times. This episode of One Day or Day One podcast is brought to you by Ronin 6. Ronin 6 is an apparel and lifestyle brand forged from the fires of combat with one clear purpose: to live every day with the boldness, confidence, and resilience that success requires. When you wear Ronin 6, you're not only wearing a piece of clothing, but you're wearing the armor of courage and determination that evokes the warrior spirit already living within you. Visit Ronin6.com to learn more and take a look at what they have in store. Use my discount code Liz10 for money off. Once again, that's Ronin6.com, R-O-N-I-N, the number 6.com. And happy shopping. All right, so first gym question that we received was, what is 3 tips on how to train effectively? So what do you think for that?
I think to how to train effectively is focus on your form. Foremost.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I think a lot of times starting off, and I know I've done it, I just wanted to push like heavy weight.
Yeah.
You know, and I wasn't focusing on form and you know, I wasn't getting much out of it.
Yeah, you were trying to look stronger in the gym. That's how I always am. I'm always like, I don't want to go press these 15s. I wanna press some 25s or 30s, even though I should not be doing that at this time.
Yeah. And I've noticed a big difference once I really started focusing on my form and I lowered my weight. Mm-hmm. And I think that also ties in with muscle mind connection.
Right.
Is making sure you're connecting
with that muscle.
Yeah. And getting blood flow into the muscle.
Yeah. Like for example, with the presses, like I'm literally just trying to do my shoulders. I'm not trying to hit my traps.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to hit my biceps. I'm trying to hit just my shoulders. And if I'm pressing 35s, I'm definitely not going to be doing just my shoulders.
Yeah.
So that's one thing that I try to think about when I have to lower my weight. I'm like, okay, I'm doing 15s because we're just targeting this muscle group or something like that. So that's good advice. What's another one?
I think also is learning what exercises work best for you.
Yes.
I think a lot of times on social media, which I think is great, we see a lot of athletes doing different exercises. And I think sometimes there's a misconception as like, I need to do this exercise and this exercise, when in reality, like, just stick with what works for you. Like, for example, cable pull throughs. I could not connect.
I know.
Like, I just can't. Yeah. It does not work for me.
My lower back sometimes takes over for those.
I just can't get any connection out of that exercise. And I think that's something also that I've learned in my training is just finding what exercises work for me. And I stick to the basics. And literally, it's what I've been doing, like, for, like, the past 7 years.
That's amazing. So, your suit. We're going to talk about your suit a little bit. So you said that before the show, you had ordered from an old company or a different company.
Correct.
And the suit came. Was it too small or was it the cut too big?
It was too small.
So it was like a pro cut, like super, super thong.
Not even like the fabric. Just I don't even know how to explain it. Like the fabric wasn't all way complete.
Oh,
yeah.
OK, so you had 9 days.
I had 9 days.
Who did you reach out to?
Char.
Char.
She's based out of Hawaii. Her IG is crystal.com. Gypsy.808. She saved my life.
Oh my gosh.
I have to give her a huge shout out.
She's from Hawaii and she made the suit and got it to you in 9 days.
Yeah. Right before my show. And this was peak week. Well, 8 days, 8-9 days before my show.
Oh my gosh. I would have had a panic attack.
And I loved it. I loved it. I mean, you seen the suit.
Yes, it was beautiful.
And she actually recommended the V cut. And I love the V cut.
Yeah.
And that's another like
in the front?
Yes.
That's what I have on mine.
And I so love good. It. Especially because like I'm not curvy.
Right.
So like the V cut like creates that illusion of having more curves. Yes. I love it.
Yeah. When I get down, I'm just straight.
Yeah.
From the side. Like when I stand straight, I'm just straight. So
yeah. Same here.
I have to like make my curves happen. But yeah, I love that cut too.
Yeah.
I also have the push up top. or the molded cup. Mm-hmm. I might switch. Do you think I should switch to like a normal top? You think it's too much?
No, I don't.
You don't?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No. As long as it covers everything.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. I just don't know, like.
And you don't look too busty that like yeah. for your frame, but because yeah. you're tall and you have mm-hmm. a big frame, like I don't think
it looks good. Yeah. Okay, cool. I was thinking about that the other night and I was like, I just want to ask people like, cause like he likes it obviously. Because he's like, your boobs look great, you know?
Yeah.
But like, I want to know from like a woman's perspective. And yeah. like,
no, yours, I like it.
Obviously. Yeah. I respect your opinion, but I'm just curious. I was looking at it literally last night and I was like, maybe I should do a normal top, but I'm definitely going to wear the blue one again.
I love the blue one. Honestly, I loved all the colors you've chosen.
What is your favorite part about show day besides being on stage?
I think my favorite part is just being around my friends and family, you know, yeah. having there and having their support. Yeah. I have like the best support system. So
yeah, being makes able you feel really good.
Yeah, yeah. it does. Just yeah. being able to share that moment with them mm-hmm. and then just like, you know, they can be able to see my hard work.
Right.
I love
right. it. Right. And they get to see you shine.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice on business for anybody? Like if they're looking to start a business, like, is there anything that you wish you had been told before you did it or something you would have done earlier?
I think just believed in myself more yeah. in the beginning. I yeah. think a lot of times we're just so scared to take that risk or the jump that we prolong it for so long.
Yeah.
And it's something like I wish I would have done
yeah.
like sooner.
And just believed like, right. I can do this. This is what I'm doing. Like, this mm-hmm. is my thing. I'm confident. Right.
Especially like, if you are really passionate about something, like yeah. go for it. Go right. all in.
Right.
You know,
right.
if it doesn't work out, you try something new.
I mean, I think you're amazing. When you were coaching me to do it or... Yeah, coaching me, right? Coaching mm-hmm. me to pose. Teaching, yeah. Like, you were on it. You're like, this. Like, very professional, yeah. very confident. So, yeah. I think you're doing amazing.
Thank you. Amazing job.
10 out of 10 review. 5 stars. 5 stars on Yelp. But yeah, I get that. I think when I started personal training, I was a little nervous.
Yeah.
Like, when people would ask me questions, I'd get nervous almost, even right. though I knew the answer.
Yeah, I know how you feel.
Like, I don't know, but... Now I feel more confident in my, because I've been doing that for about 3 years, but yeah, I understand that. That's a good tip.
Yeah.
It's definitely a good tip.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you all the success.
Thank you.
I'm going to be practicing.
I'm beyond
30 minutes a day, 15 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes. That's so doable for me. Honestly, yeah. I just need to wake up 15 minutes earlier so I can do that.
Yeah.
And then at night I can do that. Yeah. We're going to get this. Right. It's going to be good.
It's your time to get your pro card.
I know.
3 weeks.
I know. We got to have you come up soon, too, for me and Jenny to post. So we'll figure that out.
Right.
Jenny. Shout out to Jenny. She's killing it. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me. I had so much fun.
I know. Isn't it fun? It's like we're pop stars. Good luck at your shows next year. I'll be keeping up with you. And if you guys want to keep up with Cindy, she has a... Instagram for her posing business if you guys want to book with her, and it's Premier Posing, correctly?
Yep. Correct. You can find it on my main IG page
and
as well.
What's your main IG?
Cindy M underscore Lopez.
Okay, and that's Cindy underscore Lopez.
Yeah.
Yes, and we'll tag her in the show notes below, and also if you're on Instagram, we'll tag her obviously in the video, so make sure you guys follow her, book her for posing.
Yes, I'd love to help
if
you.
If somebody uses a discount code or like tells you they heard it from Liz or the podcast,
mm-hmm.
you want to give them like 10% off or something?
Yeah, we can do that for sure.
So if you're listening and you want to book posing, she does virtual as well. So virtual posing and in person if you're local to DMV area, depending, right? Mm-hmm. And yeah, you guys can save some money, get your posing sessions done, and start practicing because... Yeah. It is time to compete. The season is upon us. So thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. And we'll have to have you back.
Yeah. Part two.
And hopefully I'll see you in Tennessee at Junior Nats.
You'll be a pro.
Yes. Fingers crossed.
Manifesting it right now.
All right, guys. So has listening to Cindy's story helped you to think about what you want to do with your future? Are you trying to say one day or day one? Are you going to take a leap? Go after what you want in life and your passion, because she's proof that you can do it. So hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Make sure to subscribe, follow us on Instagram, like if you're listening on YouTube, and subscribe there as well. or at anywhere that you're listening to your podcast. So we're on Apple, Spotify, Google. I don't know what else, but if you're on one of those, please follow us, like and rate the video, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Thanks.